So before we begin this podcast, I just wanted to say this podcast is not meant to offend, defame, or slander anybody, any organization, or any person in particular throughout history. This is all just to explain a political or historical event that have been scandalous and what happened through to that person or throughout that event and what's his legacy today. That's all. Thank you. Thank you to all those who listen to Scandals of History.
Thank you.
Also, remember to follow us on Instagram and please like and share our podcast. Do you have anything else to say?
I just wanted to say thank you, but you interrupted me. And can we make this a conversation?
Yeah, we'll make it a conversation.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk about the Marilyn Monroe and Kennedy affair.
Oh my gosh.
Now, it's only rumored. There's like no strict evidence saying that
it happened.
Did. So why do you think it happened?
I said so. No, it's because I believe... there was like a video of Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe.
There's a video of her singing happy birthday to him.
Yes. Yeah. They definitely did it. Yeah. No questions asked. They did that.
Yeah. I mean, after researching all of this, everything, it just shows that there's...
Do you think he was our most handsome president?
For his time, yeah.
Okay, no. And do you think he was our most handsome president?
Out of all the presidents?
Yeah.
No, not the number one.
Oh, who's number your one. Number one?
Either I would say what? No politics involved, everyone. No party politics. So party
no
for
politics
lady.
Involved. We're talking about the president fucking someone.
No, what I was going to say is like different presidents, and I don't want anyone to say, oh, he's Republican or Democrat. That's what I was scared of.
I don't think people are going to say like, oh, he thinks Teddy Roosevelt's attractive. He must hate Nazis. No one's going to say stuff like that. They're just going to be like, okay, cool.
I would probably say Martin Van Buren.
I don't even know what that guy looks like.
Or Theodore Roosevelt, I definitely would say. FDR was handsome for his time, too.
Who's FDR?
Franklin Delano Rhodes.
Wasn't he the one after? Oh, no, he wasn't after. That was who was after Kennedy?
After Kennedy was Lyndon Johnson.
Why do I get those two confused?
FDR is the one who, on Seinfeld, Kramer goes, my friend FDR is doing this, and then Jerry goes, who's FDR? Franklin Delano Rotsky.
Yeah.
So let's get started with this. So one of the most infamous affairs of the 1960s, Marilyn Monroe and President Kennedy. Also, Marilyn may have been involved with Attorney General Bobby Kennedy. The younger brother.
So she had her way with both those brothers?
Both of them, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Why would you have sex with someone and be like, I wonder what the other one, his brother's like?
I mean, some people do that.
Well, like, you've had his brother's... Never mind, Okay, no, I'm going to say it. You've had that brother's genetic, like, data splattered all over you. And now you go to the other brother and you're like, let me get your genetic data. Like, what is going on here? I don't care if any Marilyn Monroe fans... or listening to this and thinking that I'm an idiot for, you know, bad-mouthing your princess. I don't give a shit. She's dead.
Jesus. Well, there's only one picture in existence that we know of Marilyn Monroe, President Kennedy, and Bobby Kennedy. Ew. It's on our Instagram page, and I'll pull it up for our guest.
I heard about the secret tunnels.
Yeah, that was mentioned also in the movie, the White House movie with Jamie Foxx. And
White House Down?
Yeah, Jane and Tatum.
Was Jamie Foxx President Obama in that movie?
I have no idea.
Well, look that up.
Search it up.
By the way, any Channing Tatum fans listening to this, have you seen Magic Mike? Great film. Honestly, though, great film. It actually has more than stripping in it. It's actually about, like... It's kind of, like, psychological.
When he was thinking of doing the idea, a lot of people were saying, like, no, man, don't do this. It's a dark past of yours. Don't do it.
I thought we were talking about... The presidents.
He plays... No. He doesn't play President Obama. He just plays the U.S. president with a different name.
Interesting.
And, so this is the picture. I'm pulling it up for our guest now. So there's Bobby Kennedy next to Marilyn, and then there's President Kennedy.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't see the attraction.
Of Marilyn?
Marilyn Monroe. I don't see it. I don't know why people would find it attractive. She's not my type.
You know she was naturally brunette?
She was a natural brunette?
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Everyone says she was the prettiest blonde ever, but she was actually brunette. And her real name was Norma Jean Baker. You always tend to laugh at the real names of people or full names of everyone.
Norma?
Norma Jean Baker.
Norma? My goodness, if this woman never went to Hollywood, she could be owning her own bakery in the out in the Midwest, you know.
So Marilyn started in
her... Yeah, not even going to acknowledge what I said?
We have to move on.
Okay, well, I just thought we could make this podcast a bit longer, you know, we could have a conversation.
So there's a lot of information about this affair between Marilyn and Bobby, Marilyn and Jack. We're going to go run down through it and show some Jack Kennedy.
Who's Jack Kennedy?
John Kennedy.
His name's John. Jack.
They would nickname him Jack at times.
Why?
Even Jackie would call him Jack.
So stupid.
Either way, there's a lot of information and a lot of conspiracy theories about this whole predicament, but I would say that we're going to run down through it briefly, and we're also going to talk about some evidence that proves they had an affair. So Marilyn starred in her first movie after acting as an extra in shows in different movies. Her first movie was Miss Pilgrim, and then some other movies.
What was she doing in Miss Pilgrim?
I have no idea. I never watched the movie. I've never watched a movie with Marilyn.
I've never seen a movie with Marilyn Monroe.
Some are on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I guess some people still like them.
My favorite black and white film has to be Schindler's List.
Are you serious?
No, I've never seen that movie.
Oh my god, that's worse. I'm sorry, I'll take that out.
Put out of the 6-minute mark.
So she became an icon for her time. Even the standards of beauty for a woman's body, Marilyn Monroe was the role model. And at one point, President Kennedy was elected in 1960, but before his election, he was a senator from Massachusetts. So he met Marilyn through his brother-in-law, Peter Lawford, a Hollywood actor and producer, and he was married to Patricia Kennedy from 1954 to 1966. And from that time, that's how he met Marilyn Monroe. And during this time, President Kennedy was married already to Jackie Kennedy, and Marilyn had married 3 times. And one of the husbands was Arthur Miller, a famous screenplay writer in Hollywood from 1959 to 1961. That marriage lasted. So there are different instances, according to Marilyn's biographers and several other pieces of evidence, of when Kennedy and Monroe were together. And one of the most famous is in Santa Monica at Bing Crosby's house on March 24th, 1962. Who's Bing Crosby? He's the one who famously saying, "It's the most wonderful time of the year."
Okay, one thing. Don't ever sing ever again, because that was atrocious.
Do you remember in SNL when Will Ferrell does the skit where he's spinning around and then he throws up while singing that song?
That's what he's making fun of. Great skit. Fantastic skit. Love that skit.
Yeah.
One of the best SNL Christmas skits whatsoever. That's who he was playing?
Yeah, that's Bing Crosby.
Still don't know who Bing... I don't want you to look up Bing Crosby. I'm done. I don't want him. I don't like him. What does he look like? Bing Crosby. You know, it's kind of funny how fame, youth, money, all this stuff is fleeting. Like, you go up to someone who was born in 2005... You ask them who Bing
Crosby. Oh, I'm sorry. That's someone else who I thought of. Bing Crosby is an American singer and comedian and actor. He was a singer, though. And he started movies like White Christmas, Going My Way, Holiday Inn.
White Christmas? What's that about?
Is
it about a white family's Christmas?
It's about how 2 guys meet 2 girls, and the 2 girls' father own a hotel, apparently. I never watched it. That's on Netflix, too, I think. I don't know if it still is.
Are you sponsored by Netflix or something?
No.
Okay, stop mentioning Netflix. Hulu. Hulu's where it's at, though.
So yours...
Actually, Disney Plus, I think, is best.
I was about to say Amazon Prime, but I don't even watch Amazon Prime.
You don't watch anything. I think very underrated, Tubi.
Tubi has
some great films. It's free.
These are not sponsored at all. We're just mentioning the ones
we like. But if you do want to sponsor us, you know, please. We need the money. We need the money. We're filming in a basement.
Recording in a basement. We're not filming.
Filming, recording, whatever. I don't care.
So years later...
I'm not majoring in cinematography.
Years later, James Spada, a biographer of Marilyn, said, according to her masseur and best friend, Ralph Roberts... What? You can't have your masseur as a best friend?
just hilarious how your best friend is the dude who massages you. Like, I think
apparently he was talking to Marilyn on the phone. And you clearly heard what sounded like President Kennedy's voice in the background.
Yeah, I know. They're fucking 24/7. 24/7. All the time. I bet you $100 that there's definitely, you know, these tunnels that they talk about that Kennedy would sleep
in. I bet that there are definitely more pictures of them together, especially even ones sleeping together or even just them
doing anything. They were together.
Imagine if it happened, like, at this time, or if the technology at this time was around that era, and they could, like, take selfies and do anything like that, so there would be more pictures.
It's hard to get away with crime in today's world than it was, you know, like, 30 years ago. It's a tough world. What was 30 years ago? Yeah. 30 years ago was the 90s, right?
30 years ago is when, 1990.
Wow, so 90s kids are turning into 30-year-olds now.
Yeah.
Good for them, I hate them all.
He doesn't mean that.
It's true. They're so protective over their 90s era.
What are you, millennials, you mean?
No.
Just 90s kids?
Yeah, 90s kids.
So even though Marilyn and President Kennedy passed away more than 50 years ago, if you look up on YouTube, Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday to JFK in Madison Square Garden on President Kennedy's 45th birthday, this video has 15 million views. And it's just astonishing how timeless the affair is. And people still want to learn more about what happened between these two individuals. Even today, their affair is more famous than affairs that happened 10 years ago.
What affair happened 10 years ago?
I'm just comparing it to how iconic it is still today, and where, even after they passed away. I mean, there's so many conspiracy theories about how they lived and who they interacted with and also their deaths. Because Marilyn was found to be dead by suicide by drug overdose.
No, she was killed, man.
You think she was murdered?
Definitely.
By who?
By the government.
Yeah, we'll get into that. So the birthday video took place on May 19th, 1962, and Marilyn Monroe appeared in a skin-tight dress. The dress sold for $8 million in 2016. She sang Happy Birthday in a sexy voice. And when I was looking up the details of this event, you guys can look up the video, but on one article on Women's Day
Hold up. What's a sexy voice?
I'm going to explain it right now.
No, but you want to do a sexy voice?
My sexy voice? For a guy? Or do you want me to do an impression of Marilyn Monroe's sexy voice?
I feel uncomfortable with this question, so we're going to move on.
Okay, so one article on Woman's Day by Tayshia Murtaugh. Sorry if I mispronounced that. How would you pronounce that name?
What is it?
Tayshia.
Yeah. Tayshia Murtaugh. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
That's how you pronounce
it. I'm going to quote her, and this is how Marilyn's voice sounded. Quote, she famously crooned in her signature, sultry, yet strangely... childlike voice, unquote.
That's disgusting.
That's apparently, I think that's the best description for those who have not seen the video yet. I'll upload the video to Scandals of History Instagram page and paste the link. Also, if you have any ideas of a scandalous event or person in history, please comment on any of the Insta posts and let us know. So after she sang Happy Birthday to President Kennedy, President Kennedy said, quote, I can retire from politics after having had Happy Birthday sung to me in such a sweet, wholesome way, unquote.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, uh-huh. Sweet and wholesome.
So after the birthday party,
there was nothing sweet and wholesome about that whatsoever.
You know, Jackie wasn't with him. Jackie wasn't there.
Of course she wasn't there, because they were fucking.
After the birthday party, there was a private reception at a New York townhouse, and that's where the picture was taken. Cecil Stufton, official White House photographer, took the pic.
Mm-hmm.
So
Can I ask, did Cecil Stufton commit suicide?
No.
I would, with that kind of name.
Jeez, you think it's a terrible name?
It's a horrible name.
I never liked the name Cecil. No offense to all the Cecils out there.
Actually, yeah, he said no offense, but yeah, take offense.
So this was 10 days. Your name sucks. She sang Happy Birthday 10 days before his actual birthday, and unfortunately, months later, in August that same year, she was found dead at her house. She died of a drug overdose, and there are conspiracy theories of whether or not she was murdered. You think that the government murdered her?
It's always drug overdose. I mean, it's the freaking government who killed Marilyn Monroe. At least that's what I think.
So it's just weirdly how Marilyn and President Kennedy have a lot of similarities. Both passed away at an early age, even though President Kennedy was assassinated.
Do you think she was pregnant with his kid?
No. They would have probably figured out if she was pregnant or not with the autopsy. Apparently she never had a child. She never had children.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Both were known for also their good looks. Both have conspiracy theories pertaining to their life and deaths. And both... Kennedy definitely cheated on his wife. Marilyn probably cheated on her husband. She had three husbands. Arthur Miller was the most recent in 1961. They divorced. She also had a 9-month marriage with baseball player Joe DiMaggio.
Isn't he still alive?
Joe DiMaggio? No, he passed away.
Joe DiMaggio. Why do I know that name?
Yeah, he passed away in 1999.
Wow. Oh, that was the year I was born. Nice.
Yeah, you're his incarnation.
I'm the reincarnation of Joe DiMaggio.
Another piece of evidence is when President Trump released the JFK files, around 2,800 files, one of the files showed that the FBI had gotten two copies of Capel's book. In 1964, Frank Capel wrote the book, The Strange Death of Marilyn Monroe, and he had been instructed to send two copies of that book to FBI headquarters. And then we have evidence that J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the FBI, on July 15th, 1964, sent a message to Bobby Kennedy. And around this time, Marilyn and President Kennedy had already been assassinated. And Bobby would soon be assassinated, but he was still alive, and he got a message, and quote, it goes, claims you had a close relationship with Monroe, unquote. So it just kind of proves that even Marilyn was involved with Bobby, too. Like, yeah. We already proved Jack was with Marilyn, and now it just proves that she was also with Bobby. Also, around, it's weirdly enough that rumors were even already there in speculation between Marilyn and President Kennedy, but during the birthday video, people said like it happened there or it started around there. She had probably already been with Kennedy around that time, and around this time, she had probably been passed around to Bobby already.
Passed around?
She was definitely passed around.
Oh my gosh.
So Marilyn.
There's no way to talk about a woman.
Marilyn died of a barbiturate overdose. On Google, the definition of barbiturate is any class of sedative.
Sedative
and sleep-inducing drugs derived from barbituric acid. And Joe DiMaggio, an ex-husband of Marilyn Monroe, so their nine-month marriage happened in 1954, so that was years before Kennedy was even elected as president, but apparently he despised President Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy. Also, he even blamed the two brothers for Marilyn's, like, drug addictions. But he despised the Kennedys really bad, and he even, like, believed that it was them who arranged for her death. Or even they were part to blame for her death.
Probably. She was probably going to expose them.
Apparently, like, according to the biographers and even people who knew Marilyn, it definitely was more than an affair between President Kennedy and Marilyn. And like, by more than an affair, it wasn't like, because President Kennedy had hooked up with a lot of girls, even married ones, and they would just hook up, and that was it.
That's disgusting.
And I'm pretty sure there were ones that he did with multiple times.
This was when he had a kid, right?
Yeah, he had three children, a daughter, a son, and another son who died in infancy.
Why would you have an affair when you have a kid?
Tough, man.
I don't know. I mean, like, you should be devoting as much time as you can to that kid. Just saying.
No, it's true, but also, like, it was evidence that it was, like, Marilyn wanted to become the next first lady. And by that, President Kennedy divorcing Jackie and him marrying Marilyn.
So they were in love.
I wouldn't say President Kennedy was in love, but maybe she was probably becoming obsessive with the Kennedy brothers. So, judging from all of this, President Kennedy definitely had an affair with Marilyn, and she also had an affair with Bobby. So the news of this would have put shame all over the Kennedy family, because Kennedy slept with a lot of girls, but this would probably upset Jackie the most, because then there would be speculation of Jackie and President Kennedy getting a divorce and President Kennedy marrying Marilyn. Also, I don't think the Kennedys murdered Marilyn, but they definitely were a reason for her drug addiction. And it wasn't just an affair. She may have wanted to become first lady, and there's also evidence of her writing to Jackie. I don't know about that. So that pretty much sums it all. Do you have anything else to say?
I'm going to stick with what I've always said. Rob Kennedy. Wait, no. Whatever his name. JFK.
Yeah.
And Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, they both had sex. She was going to expose them. The government killed her. This is all my thought process. I believe it happened. There's no denying it. Who the heck sings happy birthday to the president like that? That would never happen today. For all those Marilyn Monroe fans out there, your queen is not a good person in my eyes.
She had a rough life. Apparently her mom had schizophrenia.
Yeah?
Yeah. She got married at the age of 16.
Who?
Marilyn Monroe.
Why?
Put your history glasses on. At that time, it was okay to marry at 16.
No, but to who?
Looks like...
Married at... I never knew that. She was married at 16? To who?
James Dougherty.
James Dougherty.
The marriage lasted 4 years.
Why, what happened? He divorced her? Can I see the wedding photos? Are there wedding photos?
She was a brunette at this time.
Oh, wow.
She looks really different.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Like, why'd they divorce?
I don't know. Ask them.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So a huge thank you for all those who've been listening, all those who've listened to the past episodes, and those who follow Scandals of History on Instagram. I appreciate you all so much. I don't even get paid to do this, but I love that there are people willing to listen to my voice and like what I find interesting on Instagram. This is our 5th episode. Again, if you have any ideas of who should we discuss, please let us know. Thank you and have a great day.